This is the audio recording of an energetic synthesis of communion session with Dr. Dane here, facilitated in San Francisco, California, USA, in January 2014. All rights belong to Dr. Dane here and Excess Consciousness. For more information, please go to drdanehere.com. Enjoy changing.
Hello, beautiful people. In the room and around the world. And I know we've been a rowdy group in the room. Now's the time to be quiet and receive, children. It's like nap time. Have some milk and shut up. Okay, now some of you noticed in the last several minutes, maybe the last few hours, depending on what's been going on for you, there's this thrum. That's the energy of the ESC. And if you're brand new, just realize that there's a connection that's possible that is a communion where we are all interconnected. It's the consciousness that is. It's the gift of being without the separation, the walls, being able to walk through the world and allowing the plants and the animals and the trees and the molecules to gift to you. Allowing the rocks and the rivers and the planet to gift to you, allowing the oceans to gift to you, allowing the possibilities for you to walk through this world in such a way as to no longer be scathed by this reality. To walk through and have the world be your oyster, a world that actually contributes to you and gifts to you and is willing to receive the gift you are as a further contribution to us and everyone else. Please close your eyes. Please take a deep breath in from the top of your head down to the tips of those cute, sweet, adorable little toes of yours. Thanking your body for being the beautiful gift that it is. Thanking you for being a gift of awareness and kindness and gentleness and beauty and caring and possibilities that you are. Let's together explore energetic spaces of possibility that go beyond this reality and go beyond the ability of this reality to limit us in any way. It is finally time to go beyond limitation, my friends, to possibilities. And you are that invitation. You are that which knows this. You are that which embodies this. You are that which can choose this, where so few others can or will or even see it as having any value. And what if it is your time to finally be able to choose what you know has been available and should have been available forever? And what if, based on the choices you and we have made, what if it now is? And what if the doors simply need to be opened? And we need to acknowledge that we've opened those doors and allow ourselves to simply walk through them into a reality of greater possibilities rather than the computational reality of stupidity, this reality. 1, 2, 3. And for the future, 1, 2, 3, 4. And what if you allowed yourself to become aware of? What if you allowed the space of you to expand out so you're occupying at least the size of the room that you're in? But allow it to keep going and occupying an even larger space, like a mile in all directions. Now 10 miles in all directions, including down into the earth. Now 100 miles in all directions. And now 1,000. And now 10,000. And now 20,000. And now 50,000. And now 100,000. Noticing the points of light that are the other people in this ESC. Their connection to you, their contribution, their willingness to be a kind, gentle source of possibility. And what if you could connect with them through the earth? Connect to the earth, through the earth, with them, and allow them to be a continuous contribution to you and your body and your reality and your choices. 1, 2, 3. It's time to come out of being alone, my friends. We've been alone for a very long time. We believe that somehow we have to be that way, as though that is the necessity we must enforce upon ourselves. So that is the only way we will survive. And it is true, it will maintain your survival, but it will never allow you to truly have and step into thrival. Thrival is who you are and what you are. Thrival is the capacity you as a being have naturally. It's the gift and the awareness and the possibilities that go beyond this computational reality to a reality where every choice you make is exponentially greater than the last. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where every choice you can make is greater than the last. Where every wrongness disappears and every strongness gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Where the joy starts to ooze from every cell to every other. And you wonder how you lived any other way. Where the gift that you are is finally something you can be and know and perceive and receive and enjoy. From this day forward, you will get stronger. Starts now, my friends. 1, 2, 3, 4. What if this were your birthday? Where you got spurted forth out of the clutches of computational reality into the reality of possibility that is totally nonlinear and totally non-compressive and totally non-limiting. What if today is the day where the balance of limitation is finally less than the balance of possibility in your world, and it's a choice? 1, 2, 3. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Call me crazy, call me silly. And 3 years from now, when you listen to this, you're going to go, oh my friggin' God, it actually happened. I thought he was nuts. I am, don't worry about that. The only reason you know it is because you are too. And those of you around the world, please tap into this energy of this ESB. That is this phenomenal space, populated and filled with phenomenal people just like you. Being willing to get the gift of the awareness that they are indeed a gift. And you are indeed a gift. And everything that doesn't like to know it, let's undo it for each other on 3, 1, 2, 3. At home and you feel someone putting their hands on you and you're at home alone, just recognize it's the awareness that you're not truly alone and that we are all interconnected. Beautifully so. What if finally our interconnection could create the beauty of being, the beauty of possibility. What if our interconnection could finally create the ongoing, ever-increasing brilliance of what we are truly capable of? What if what we contributed to others from now on and received from others was not the crap and the limitation and the, oh my God, I was so happy just a minute ago and then you walked in? What if instead what we could contribute and receive was ongoing, continuously more greatness and possibility and joy and happiness and caring and kindness and yumminess? What if we would allow ourselves to recognize we're far more like the plants and the animals and the trees, that we have no point of view, and we spend our entire lives trying to have a point of view because everybody thought we would have to have a point of view, and we're supposed to have a point of view, and you were always wrong when you didn't have a point of view. But what if you don't have a point of view? What if when you do, you make you into a pile of poo? We can do it, please. 1, 2, 3. Imagine waking up and finding out you're friggin' happy and that it's okay. What if the pressure of computational reality that has been creating the space that feels like you have no space, that has been compressing the space of your reality, is no longer able to do so anymore? 1, 2, 3, 4! Enough of us letting what is taken over space and solidified it and the pressure that it creates in our world stopping us. Let's step beyond it, beyond computational reality to ours on 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Where you can be the space you are, the joy of it, the yumminess of it, the caring, the kindness, the brilliance, the possibility. And no matter who has a computational reality that seems so solid that before it impinged upon yours, it no longer does. And you get to live as and be the space you and your body have always known that you truly be and didn't know how to get to and didn't know how to choose. Allow the CSC to contribute to you. Don't be all happy. Or maybe you can finally, oh my God, even if you're like Asian or Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, how many reasons and justifications do you have for not being happy? Oh my God, I'm French. My sadness is my superiority over the world. I'm poor and unhappy, therefore I'm better than you.
What if there were no reason good enough to be unhappy anymore? What if you recognize that your happiness and your joy is a gift you bring to the world? What if it's possible to actually enjoy being alive again? Damn, that would be bad. Just for a moment, ponder what it was like before time. Before concepts and constructs and computations existed in the world. Perhaps on a planet far, far away from this one. What do you know that it's time to unlock? Time to invite into the world. Time to allow to be. And on 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. What is possible, my beautiful friend? And what if it all didn't have to happen today? What if today will lead to a greater tomorrow, but it's the choices you make today that will lead to a greater tomorrow? That will lead to a far greater day after that, and after that, and after that. What else do you know that you've been pretending not to know or denying that you know? What How much of the joy and freedom of being a child would you be willing to have again? And enjoy. Be willing to again have a childlike view of the world, where everything was an adventure to be explored, and some adventures would turn out wonderfully and some of them might not turn out so well, but it doesn't matter because you're having the adventure of having adventures. But if it's time to have the adventure of having adventures again, one of the reasons you want to die is because you've given up the idea that life is an adventure, and that sucks. Let's open the door to adventure again on four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. What adventure could you have that you haven't acknowledged and haven't allowed yourself to know and maybe haven't embraced and maybe haven't recognized as possible? It will be so much fun, but it will be possible. What else could be possible? What else could be possible? What else is possible? What else is possible? What else is possible?
What else is possible? What else is possible?
What if it's time to have the adventure of living again? Like really enjoying being alive in a way you haven't allowed yourself before. It's allowing your molecules to infuse with the energy of living and allowing your cells to fill with the light and lightness of being and living as you truly be. And the yumminess of being alive and connecting to all the elements of the world that would like to contribute. There are so many. It's just the stupid people that don't want to contribute. But what if they just don't know it's possible because they've been living in this computational reality too? And what if you being it and again enjoying being alive could actually allow them to know that enjoying living is possible again? What if it's time to have the adventure, my beautiful friend? What if that's why you're here? What if that's why you came here in the first place? Because you knew you are going to have the adventure of multiple lifetimes. Oh, how does it get any better and yummier than that? How much more fun could you have if you got over the idea that you're like a stick in the mud? One, two, three. See, joy and adventure doesn't have to be manic. There's a sense of peace. In ease and space, gratitude. We keep trying to compute what consciousness would be. It's uncomputable. Basically, where there's a sense of space and ease in your world,
is everything exists, including your playfulness, including your caring, including your kindness, including everything you are, but nothing is judged. What else would be possible? What else is possible now that you never even considered could be? Soul want to take you to the doorways of the world to become aware of or possible. Just so you can see if you want to be able to play there too. Just choice, my beautiful friend. Consider the adventure. And consider it an adventure. And have the adventure. And have the undefined loveliness. Or you could choose to do that control freak thing you long ago decided was valuable, though you can't even remember why. Ah. Weird, huh? I'm a control freak. I squeak when I walk, but I don't remember why. But don't try to take it away, because it's very important for me. Although I don't remember why. In fact, I don't even know why it's important, but don't try to take it away, because I've had it for a long time. Yes, but when you've had herpes for a long time, you're willing to let that go. What the fuck? It's kind of like energetic herpes. Doesn't feel good, isn't a contribution to anyone, but you won't fucking let it go. Everything that is, that's it. We change it on three. One, two, three. So I would like to take you, invite you to the energetic doorways of possibility I've come to realize can be lived, chosen, experienced. What else is possible, my beautiful friend? God, it's been a long journey. A lot of trials, travails, and tribulations. We've been buying a lot of this reality as real and true. What else is possible for you and us? A little kindness towards us goes a really long way. And what if it's time? What if finally the space for us to have kindness for us can be? What if now is the time? 1, 3, 1, 2. What if you can enjoy being alive? Beautiful. Not alone, my friend. Fucking tough knowing everything you know that nobody else seems to. You're not alone. You don't have to be on your own anymore, only. What if the gift you're here to be for and gift to the world hasn't even begun to be made known to you yet? that it's barely started, but there is actually so much more available. Oh, darn. Beautiful you. What a gift you are. What a gift your awareness is. Desire and demand for a kinder, gentler, more sustainable world. The beauty. Your joy. And you choose to allow it. Your allowance, your caring, beautiful you, what a gift you are to the possibilities for this world. Time to get the gift and the value of you. That you are indeed a gift that has value. Tremendous value. Tremendous contribution. By you being who you are right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. You being who you are is a tremendous contribution right now. possibly grow, but even if it didn't, you are such a contribution right now that you are a gift that is already changing the world for the greater right now. And everything that has been done to try to get you to ignore that, to believe that someday in the future, after everything is perfect, and after you've eliminated everything that is the wrongness that you supposedly embody, then you will finally be a gift and contribution. Let us destroy and then create it on 3, 1, 2, 3. Your gift and a contribution right now. And somebody should have looked into your beautiful eyes when you were born and let you know right then in that moment what a contribution you were to them, and what a contribution you were and were going to be to the world. And I'm sorry, for most of us that was not done, and it should have been. So let's do it for each other on 3, 1, 2. Imagine if you had every person in this ESC looking in your eyes and whispering to you and letting you know what a contribution you are. How grateful they are that you're on this planet. How grateful they are for everything about you, even those things you judge. How grateful they are for your quirkiness and your weirdness and your enthusiasm that gets out of control sometimes, thank God. And your weird-ass sense of humor. Your totally bizarre way of looking at the world. And the fact that you won't fucking quit no matter what. Imagine everybody on this ESC looking in your eyes and telling you what a gift you are and showing you the energy of being that gift. From hundreds of people's perspective. On 3, 1, 2, 3. Judging you never gives you more of you. Acknowledging you, however, does. Acknowledging you always. You've had someone look in your eyes every day that you've been on this planet and simply say thank you for being. You are a gift. You grace this planet with your presence and make it greater with your very being. You are the greatness and the possibility this planet requires and desires and is asking to be invited and allowed to be. And it's time for us to be able to choose to be it in totality on 3, 1, 2, 3. And on 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. You're a gift. You. A gift of magnitude right now. The beauty of being. So few people on this planet even have an inkling of you are. There's a beauty in your being. That beauty is a gift that allows the beauty of being to have a space to be here. And would you be willing to acknowledge it and allow yourself to choose to be it and receive the gift of being it right now? One, two, three. One, two, three. Beauty to your very being. A loveliness to your presence in the world. A gift that your willingness to receive and perceive a different possibility is. And all of this exists within you and as you right now. What would your world be like in the next 5 years or the next 25 years if you acknowledge just that? Right now. One, two, three. And on four, one, two, three. Four. One, two, three, four. You got nothing other than how beautiful you are. Other than the fact that you are a gift. Be a day that would change the entire world. It would change your reality. And we change our reality for the greater. Keep thinking that somehow, if we just judge enough, if we just judge us enough and see us as not a gift and wrong and anything but beautiful, and see us as some horrendous ugliness, then we'll finally find the way of changing it and finally get to feel okay about us and finally get to be happy and finally get to have and create everything we've wanted to and finally get to somehow be allowed to choose. But that's not how it works.
All of that is the computational reality and the judgment systems of this reality that tie you back to it, and you don't ever get free from it until you go, no more, enough, I'm done. One, two, three. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And on four, your reality now. One, two, three, four. And our reality. One, two, three, four. And the reality of consciousness and communion, the earth knows that it is trying to gift to us in every moment. Let us open up and receive it, even if we become out of control and don't know what to do. One, two, three, four. You allow the earth in to contribute to you, to speak to you, what would it say? Probably something like, you are a beautiful gift, my love. I'm so grateful to have you here and to be able to gift my nurturing to you, for you are such a gift. The gift you are has no bounds and boundaries. The gift you are is a contribution to me. You have become a shining light of possibilities, even though you don't believe that you can truly be as great as I already know you to be. You are the gift, my love. And the earth probably would not tell you to be less happy, I'm thinking. In fact, it might even suggest that your happiness is the gift that changes the world. Your happiness is the uncontrolled, free radical of possibility. So whatever you do, don't listen to the wisdom of the earth. Don't listen to something that simple, that easy, that spacious, and that readily available. Don't listen to something that has your back. It is connected to your very soul. That would make things far too easy. And then you wouldn't struggle, and this reality would be irrelevant, and you'd have too much fun, and your body would be healed, and you'd make too much money, and you'd have too much energy, and you wouldn't give a flying frig about judgmental people. Whatever you do, don't listen to the earth. Whatever you don't right now, reach down into the nooks and crannies and the spaces and the places and all of the spaces and places where the magic has been hiding out, waiting to awaken and ask it to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. What if it were okay to not be perfect? Finally. What if it were okay to not get consciousness perfect? What if it were okay to fuck up sometimes? What if it were okay to fuck up all the time? Thank God. Welcome to consciousness as it actually works. Not that shit you've been trying to perpetrate on you. Everything you've been trying to perpetrate on you that you've decided is consciousness, that is actually an even greater set of judgments than you had before you heard consciousness even existed. Can we destroy it and create it and change it on 3, 1, 2, 3. Right and wrong, good and bad, spot and fuck, all nine, shirts, boys, and beyond. We are so cute, we are so not right. Not about the judgment of what you're doing or being right or wrong, about whether you get the ESC in the way that ESD is supposed to be gotten, because I'm sure there's just one way. It's about friggin' living and being alive and being as you are in that moment, whatever the heck it is, and getting to enjoy it. Whatever it is. However it looks, however it feels, however it smells, tastes, touches, whatever that is. On 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. The coincidence that rhymes with 4. Please take a deep breath in from the top of your head down to the tips of those cute, sweet, adorable little toes of yours. Thanking your sweet body for being such a gift. And right now, look into your body's eyes and say, you are a gift. I adore you, and I am grateful that you be, and we are going to get through this thing together. And it's going to be easier and more fun than either of us ever thought was possible. We're doing something different now. Fuck this reality. 1, 2, 3, 4. One more deep breath in from the top of your head down to the tips of those cute, sweet, adorable little toes of yours. You can open your eyes whenever you're ready.